Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith in the beautiful month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this auspicious month and grant us the full reward of our sincere ibadah and worship. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do our best and try to make the best out of it, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the beacon of guidance for us, the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, let's recite salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. If it was the basic purpose of the creation of humans is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him, but we become oblivious of this purpose due to the glitter and shine of this world and the deception of the nafs and shaitan. In order to remind us the humans of our purpose and guide us on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many prophets in different ages. The blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make people recognize their real purpose and would guide them. The prophets were sent to specific nations and they were sent to different countries in different ages. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet to the entire universe until the Day of Judgment. The teachings of the previous prophets were forgotten before his advent. The entire world was lost in the darkness of ignorance. Many evils had engulfed all of the society of the world. The Arabian Peninsula in particular was in an extremely terrible state. Cruelty and injustice, immodesty and obscenity, quarreling, gambling and excessive consumption of alcohol, massacre, ignorant customs, idol worshipping, and arrogance had caused the darkness of ignorance to spread all around. At this point in time, under such circumstances, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. Certain events occurred with his miraculous birth, which served as a glad tiding, indicating that now such an era has arrived in which the light of Islam will eliminate the darkness of disbelief. The palace of Nowshirwan, being struck by an earthquake, causing its 14 spikes to collapse, the sudden extinguishing of the rising flames, which had been continuously blazing for centuries at the worship place of the fire worshippers in Iran, the fast flowing river Sawa drying up, and these events and many more similar events were indications that a revolutionary change had now taken place and a new era had begun. Under such circumstances, the rays of honor and joy shown in the seemingly simple house of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. Not only was his mother happy at his blessed birth, but it brought happiness to all grieved and afflicted people as well. he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged to Banu Hashim family, a branch of Quraysh, the famous Arab tribe. His family is the most superior of all families. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has himself stated that Allah Almighty made Kinana noble amongst the progeny of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and chose Quraysh from amongst Kinana, and chose Banu Hashim from amongst Quraysh, and chose me from amongst Banu Hashim. According to a famous opinion, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born 55 days after the incident of Ashab al-Fil on a Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awal, corresponding to 20th of April, 571. During the refulgent moments of dawn, when the darkness of night was disappearing slowly and fading away, and daylight was spreading at his mother's house in Makkah Mukarramah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and his blessed lineage, it is Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son of Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, son of Abdul Muttalib, son of Hashim, son of Abdi Manaf, son of Qusay, son of Kilab, son of Murrah, son of Ka'ab, son of Lu'ay, son of Ghalib, and goes all the way to son of Fihr, son of Malik, son of Nadhr, son of Kinana, son of Khuzaima, son of Mudrika, son of Ilyas, son of Mughar, son of Nizar, son of Ma'd, son of Adnan. His blessed lineage from the side of his mother is that Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son of Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is the daughter of Sayyidina Wahb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Abdi Manaf, the son of Zuhra, son of Kilab. And now, his father was Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had matchless qualities in appearance as well as his character. He passed away before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the age of 25. His mother was Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. With regards to the lineage and the nobility, she was the most superior amongst the women of Quraysh. After the blessed passing of his father, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha brought up her beloved son. And it was the custom of the nobles of Makkah that instead of keeping their children with their mothers, they would send them to tribes living in rural areas to spend their childhood. It was because they wanted their children to eat pure food so that their organs and bodies could become strong, and so they could also converse in eloquent Arabic like them after learning the purest form of Arabic from them. For this reason, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was handed over to Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She belonged to the Banu Sa'd tribe, which was a branch of Banu Hawazin. And this tribe was second to none in eloquence and standard of Arabic. Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha came to Makkah Mukarramah with the women of her tribe to take a child to suckle. The fortune of Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was at its peak, and she was privileged to suckle the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 2 years. Subhanallah. According to some narrations, in addition to Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, 6 other fortunate women had also the privilege to suckle the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all these blessed women were blessed with the treasure of faith. Subhanallah. The reward earned by Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha for suckling the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that her entire household was enriched with the treasures of faith. Her husband is Sayyidina Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Their son is Abdullah bin Harith radiyallahu anhu, and their 2 daughters are Unaysa binti Harith and Judama binti Harith radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. It is Judama binti Harith, also famously known as Shayma, who was the elder milk sister of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She would comfort him in her arms and soothe him with lullabies. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still by Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and when Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala reached the house of the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take him, she said, I saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was wrapped in a white cloth. Fragrance was emanating from him. A green silk cloth was spread beneath him and he was resting on his back. When I went near him slowly, picked him up and placed my hand on his blessed chest, he started smiling. He opened his naturally kohl-filled eyes and started looking at me. I felt that light was emanating from his eyes and reaching the sky. I spontaneously kissed him between both of his eyes and embraced him. When she radiallahu ta'ala anha sat down to suckle him, the blessings of prophethood started appearing. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her milk increased so much that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his milk brother Abdullah bin Harith, they suckled to their full and both slept peacefully. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only drink from one side. He would not suckle from the other side, even if she wanted him to drink from the other side, as it was the shay of his milk brother. His indication at this age, subhanallah, this indicated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would promote justice. He would not take the shay of someone else. By virtue of his blessings, that she camel of Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, which was weak and did not have milk, developed plenty of milk. The husband of Sayyida Halima, Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, milked the she camel and they both drank its milk to their full. They spent the night with great comfort and peace and slept very well for the entire night. When they woke up, Harith bin Abdul Uzza, the husband of Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, Halima, you have brought a very blessed child. Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, I also hope that this child is very blessed and he has come to us as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very soon, our home will be filled with goodness and blessings. Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when we left for our village from Makkah Mukarramah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mule, which had remained behind the entire caravan the whole way due to weakness, tried to walk so fast that no other animal could compete with it. Allahu. But when the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the house of Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, her animals started increasing in number, her dignity increased, and she started to attain goodness and blessings. As long as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained there, the house of Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha remained filled with goodness and blessings. These blessings continued to increase day by day, and the members of the household started living a prosperous life. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha and her family continued to observe the blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every moment. They continued to gain spiritual blessings from him and shape their destiny by virtue of him. Soon, 2 years passed by, and Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha weaned him and took him to his mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, as per the agreement. Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha blessed Sayyida Halima with gifts as per her financial ability. Seeing the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha strongly desired for him to spend more time with her in her tribe. What a coincidence it was that during the same days, there was an outbreak of an epidemic in Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha convinced Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha to send the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her tribe for some more time so that he could stay safe from the epidemic and the disease that was spread. In this way, Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha's heartfelt desire was fulfilled. Her house was once again illuminated by the beloved of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and her house once again became the center of mercies and blessings by the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his presence. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in Banu Sa'd tribe for approximately 4 years, and then he finally returned home to his beloved mother Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6 years old, his blessed mother took him to Madina Munawwara to visit his father's maternal family. Sayyida Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha was also accompanying them in this journey. She was the maidservant of his father. Upon the return, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother passed away at a place called Abwa and was buried at the same place. And his father had already passed away, and now his mother as well had passed away too. Sayyida Ummi Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha wiped his tears, consoled him, took him back to Makkah Mukarramah, and then handed him over to his grandfather Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After the passing of both his parents, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then brought up by his grandfather, whose name was Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the chief of Makkah. He loved his blessed grandson greatly, and he would keep him with himself at all time. He would make him sit with him. He would feed him with his own hand, and he would put him to sleep by his side at night. A special chair would be placed in the courtyard around the Kaaba for Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu to sit upon. Even influential dignitaries did not possess the courage to step on it. But when the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come, he would move forward without any hesitation to sit on the seat of his grandfather. Then, when he was 8 years old, his grandfather as well passed away. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the age of 8 years, and after this he was brought up by his uncle Abu Talib. Regarding his blessed childhood, Abu Talib says that, "I never saw that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever told a lie, deceived anyone, harmed anyone, went to play with indecent children, or ever spoke any words of obscenity. He was always the possessor of formidable demeanor, noble traits, exalted character, and he was always soft-spoken, extremely pious, and chaste to the highest degree." At the age of 8, when his uncle Abu Talib took the responsibility of custodianship, he too received a downpour of goodness and blessings on the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would love him more than his own children and would not let him go out of his sight. Abu Talib, he says that, "Whenever my children would eat food before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would not satisfy their hunger. But since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started eating food with them, all the children would be satiated. Therefore, whenever I wanted to give food to my children, I would say, 'Stop, let me give my son Muhammad and let him arrive, then start eating.' Similarly, whenever he wanted to give milk to his children, he would first give it to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then to his own children, and there would be enough for all of them. If any of his sons would drink the milk first, all the milk would be finished by that single child." Seeing this, Abu Talib would say, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can be said about your blessings?" Subhanallah. The view is, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned 10, he went to Yemen with his uncle Zubair. On the way, a very strange event took place. A camel was preventing people from passing by in a valley. When the camel saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it sat down and it started rubbing its chest against the ground. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dismounted his own camel and mounted it. When he reached the other side of the valley, he left the camel. Upon returning from the journey, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the valley had been flooded with water. He asked the Quraysh to follow him. He entered the valley and all the Quraysh followed him. Allah Almighty made the water dry up. When the people returned to Makkah, they related this event to everyone. Having heard this, they said that the eminent sublimity of this child is matchless, subhanAllah. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned 12, he made his first business trip to Syria with his uncle Abu Talib. When the caravan reached the city of Busra, he met a monk called Bahira, whose real name is Barjis. He recognized the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the signs of prophethood. Holding his hand, he made this announcement that he is the chief of all the worlds. He is the messenger of the Lord of the worlds. Allah Almighty will send him as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for all the worlds. He then arranged a meal for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people of the caravan. He saw some more signs of prophethood during the meal. He said to Abu Talib, "Do not take him to Syria. If people of Syria, they recognize him by the signs of prophethood, they will try to assassinate him." Therefore, he returned from there, and that monk also gave him some provisions for the journey. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on many business trips. At the age of 10, he went to a business trip to Yemen with his uncle Zubair bin Abdul Muttalib. The second business trip was with his uncle Abu Talib. And the third business trip that he carried out, it was for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Two of them were also to Yemen. It's been reported that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha sent him twice to Jurash, a place in Yemen, for trade. For a she camel was given for each of these two trips. A person from the city of Zubayd came to Makkah to sell his goods, and a person named As bin Wa'il bought goods from him but did not make the payment. The trader requested for help from some of the tribes, but none of them helped him. He then climbed Mount Abi Qubais and made a request for everyone to help. Upon this, some peace-loving people of Quraysh launched a reform movement. Prominent chiefs gathered at the house of Abdullah bin Junaan, where Zubair bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suggested that they should make a mutual agreement. The chiefs of Quraysh entered into an agreement and made a firm intention that they would eradicate unrest, protect travelers, help the poor, support the oppressed, and hold cruel people to account. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also participated in this agreement. Even after the declaration of prophethood, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would express joy upon participating in this agreement and would say, "I was so pleased due to this agreement that if someone had given me red camels in return of this agreement, I would not have felt as pleased. Even today, if an oppressed person calls me for help under this agreement, I am ready to help him." Subhanallah, this agreement has been named Hilful Fuzul. The reason behind this was that a long time ago an agreement was made in Makkah. The name of all those who caused this agreement to be formed were Fadl. For this reason, it was named Hilful Fuzul, meaning the agreement made by the few people whose names were Fadl. Now, there were many milestones in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was his childhood, and in his youth, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life, it stands as an example for all of us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the glorious Quran, that there is best example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us to follow. Let's look at the beautiful youth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and draw inspiration. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed a sublime character from the beginning. When he reached the age of 25, his truthfulness and honesty became acclaimed everywhere. He became famous as As-Sadiq, the truthful, and Al-Amin, the trustworthy, all around Makkah Mukarramah. There was an esteemed and wealthy and noble woman of Makkah named Khadija. She needed an honest person who could take her trade goods to Syria for sale and return with a profit for her. When the acclaim of his trustworthiness and truthfulness reached Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sent him a message saying to take her trade goods to Syria and she will pay him double the amount what she pays others. The Prophet ﷺ accepted this request of hers and departed for Syria with the trade goods. The slave of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, named Maisara, was also accompanying him on this trip, and he would serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this trip and fulfill his other needs. Once again, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Busra, the famous city of Syria, he rested near a place of worship of a monk named Nastura. The monk already knew Maisara. Due to this, he came to him and, pointing towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him, "Who is that under this tree?" Maisara replied, "He is a dweller of Makkah, and he belongs to Banu Hashim tribe. His name is Muhammad, and his title is Al-Amin." The monk said, "No one except a prophet stopped under this tree." When he then asked, "Does redness remain in his eyes?" Maisara replied, "Yes, it does, and it remains all the time." Having heard this, Nastura said that he is the final prophet of Allah. I can see all those signs in him which I read in Torah and Zabur. I wish I could be alive when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam declares his prophethood. If I stay alive, I will help him fully and spend my entire life serving him. O Maisara, I advise you not to leave him. Keep him with you and keep serving him, because Allah Almighty has blessed him with prophethood. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned soon after selling the trade goods. When his caravan reached Makkah, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was sitting on her roof. She saw that two angels had shaded the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the sun. Observing this left a profound effect on Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and a thought entered in her heart to marry Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a proposal was sent, and as a result, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And later on, at the age of 40, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, and his beloved wife Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a great support for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was the mother of his children. She is the mother of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all the other children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except with the exception of Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers, there have been many hardships in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time he announced his prophethood and start calling people towards the deen of Islam. And for that, he had to endure so much of hardships. And if we were to study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and flip through those pages, Allahu Akbar, they are filled with wisdom and sacrifice. If you wish to continue further and learn more regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look no more than studying a beautiful book, The Sublime Biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you can obtain it from the website of Dawat Islami, the PDF copy, or you can buy a hard copy from the Maktabatul Madina store of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a beacon of guidance practically in our life, and may he give us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.